Well, good morning. Here I am broadcasting from my kitchen. Today is the Sunday after Easter, and I wanted to talk about the outcome of the resurrection of Jesus. When Jesus rose from death, he showed us that death is not ultimately the end. There's something more, something quite unimaginable, because we're told that eternity will be totally unlike our lives in our mortal bodies on this broken world. My talk is about heaven and the eternal hope that we have for ourselves and our loved ones and all of humanity. This is what we can read from the book of the Revelation of St. John. This is a picture that is trying to describe the indescribable. It starts on chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had disappeared, and so had the sea, so there was nothing to keep us apart. Then I saw the new Jerusalem, that holy city, coming down from God in heaven. It was like a bride dressed in her wedding gown, ready to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice shout from the throne, God's home is now with his people. He will live with them, and they will be his own. Yes, God will make his home among his people. He will wipe all tears from their eyes, and there'll be no more death, suffering, crying, or pain. These things of the past are gone forever. I know that for a long time, I've found the whole idea of eternal life a bit hard to believe. Then I was struck by something that really helped me. I came across a dandelion seed floating in a cloud of others. It was just a tiny, microscopic bit of fluff. But I realised that it would land somewhere, and it would, in the fullness of time, become another dandelion with a pretty yellow flower. The seed and the plant are so different from each other as to be unrecognisable. And that is when I began to understand the truth of this passage. This is not life like we know it. This is gloriously different. The first heaven and the first earth, they've gone. That's every created thing. These things of the past have gone forever. And in their place is the eternal home where God lives with us and where there's no more death, suffering, crying, or pain. Now, this is not a description of anything that we can actually understand with our minds. Let's now turn to the first chapter written by St. John, of the letter written by St. John. Chapter 5, verse 10. If we have faith in God's Son, we have believed what God has said. But if we don't believe what God has said about his Son, then it's the same as calling God a liar. God has also said that he gave us eternal life, and that this life comes to us from his Son. And so, if we have God's Son, we have this life. But if we don't have the Son, we don't have this life. All of you have faith in the Son of God, and I have written to let you know that you have eternal life. So John reiterates that eternal life comes through Jesus. So if we have the Son, then we have this life. It seems like a simple formula, and that is because, well, it is. That's the great thing about the Christian faith. The main issues are actually pretty simple. And this is one of them. Believe in Jesus, inherit eternal life. There you go. That's it. That's the offer. Eternal life. Once again, we can't grasp that. Won't I get bored in eternity, I ask? But that just shows my ignorance and inability to grasp how eternity is utterly beyond the understanding of the mortal. Let's go back to St. John's Revelation picture again. Yes, God will make his home among his people. He will wipe all the tears from their eyes, and there'll be no more death, suffering, crying, or pain. Yes, yes, yes! This is the place where I want to live. I don't need to understand it to want this. And now I just want to worship him. The great I am, the Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, the eternal. And when I worship him, I might just get a whisper of understanding. And when I do, I will weep. I will weep for joy. For it is actually beyond me. I've said this before, that for me, worship sometimes feels like I can glimpse the lights of eternity over the horizon of my own mortality. Come, let us bask in the joy of our salvation, purchased at no cost to us by Jesus on the cross. The first thing we need to be clear about is there's only one route to eternal life. John again says in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24, he makes it very clear where Jesus says, everyone who hears my message and has faith in the one who sent me has eternal life and will never be condemned. And this is not pie in the sky when you die. This is eternal life, which in a way has already started. And we can await its perfection in the presence of the glory of God. This is a promise of God. Jesus has returned from death to demonstrate the reality. And the Holy Spirit is our guarantor of that reality. In my past, I might have asked, why does this matter? What difference does it make? But it changes one's perspective. View is different when it's seen through the eyes of one who knows the eternal truth. You see, there is a sense in which eternal life actually starts now, like I said, and we need to live in the light of that. Okay, we are confined and defined by time in a way that will not be true when we wade across the river of death. But knowing that there's another side to that river kind of alters my perspective on this life. As you may know, Jenny has been away for the past 4 weeks with her mum and dad. So sometimes I do get a bit lonely and feel in need of a hug. But equally, I'm sustained by lots of lovely people, including Jenny, of course, phoning me up and looking out for me. But I'm also sustained by my God and Saviour. And the occasional touch, lightest of touches, of his Holy Spirit, and the knowledge that all is well with my soul. Eternity is part of that comfort and peace that allows me to retain my balance. And then I start to rejoice, because all this, including me and my life, is in God's hands. And I recognize that in the end, we will see him face to face. God's home will be with his people. There'll be no death, suffering, crying, or pain. And when we've been there 10,000 years, there'll be no less days to sing his praise. Yeah, I want to be there. Than when we first began. I'm going to end this talk by reading the words of one of my favourite songs. My son Duncan told me recently that he thought it was my theme tune. Well, I'm okay with that. So here it is. There is a day when all creation's waiting for, a day of freedom and liberation for the earth. And on that day, the Lord will come to meet his bride. And when we see him, in an instant we'll be changed. The trumpet sounds, and the dead will then be raised. By his power, never to perish again, once only flesh, now clothed in immortality, death has now been swallowed up in victory. We'll meet him in the air, and then we will be like him, For we will see him as he is.
Oh, yeah.
Then all hurt and pain will cease, and we'll be with him forever. And in his glory we will live.
Oh, yeah.
So lift your eyes to the things as yet unseen that will remain now for all eternity. Though trouble's hard, it's only momentary. And it's achieving our future glory. We will meet him in the air, and then we'll be like him, for we will see him as he is. Yes, Lord. Then all hurt and pain will cease, and we'll be with him forever. And in his glory, we will live. Yes. Amen. So folks, may we all live in the light of that promise and stay out of the darkness of fear and doubt. Let us pray together. O Lord, may we live our lives in the light of our bright eternal future, not succumbing to fear, not being defeated by disappointment, but by being replaced with the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Amen.